Good afternoon, and welcome to the Senior Hour, which is sponsored by Comfort Keepers in Home Care, Providence Holy Cross Medical Center, and Hestia Med Spa. I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host,
Dr. Jean Doria,
on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS. This is a show for, about, and by seniors, giving information to enhance one's quality of life. And speaking of life and quality thereof, we have our first guest this morning is Nikki Miller from the Academy Swim Club.
Good morning, Jean
and
Barb.
No, it's good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon.
It is. Yeah. I kept saying that, and I thought, whoa, wait a minute. It's afternoon. Okay, the Academy Swim Club. And we're going to be talking about grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And seniors, mm-hmm. And water safety.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, drowning is the number one cause of accidental death for children under the age of 5 in the state of California. And
wow.
The year of COVID, it just spiked even higher because all of a sudden moms had multiple kids at home doing school, mm-hmm. with each different grade and trying to work and get their chores done. And a lot of moms didn't notice the littlest going out the back door and into the pool.
Yeah.
Or even into the neighbor's pool. Kids don't just drown in their own backyard. It's, you know, neighbors also.
And especially when grandparents are watching the youngsters.
It doesn't matter. On holidays, drowning spike, because everybody's gathered. It's a backyard barbecue. Everybody's around the pool. Everybody thinks it's safe because you think you're going to hear a splash, and you don't. And all of, you know, people look up, and where is Johnny? And they start looking, you know, is he inside? Is he outside? They start looking all around, and they go in the house, and the last place they look is the pool. And that should be the very first place you look.
Yep.
Is the pool, because the other places, if he's hiding in a closet, you have time. If he's at the bottom of the pool, you have no time, and you have to get him out right now and start CPR.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, too, speaking of grandparents, mm-hmm. grandchildren, mm-hmm. sometimes grandparents are older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not in their 30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm.
They're in their 60s and 70s,
mm-hmm.
and not that much aware or not thinking along the lines of, watch out, he might drown.
Well, I think a lot of times, especially if the parents are around, they're counting on the parents to be watching and to be mindful of where the child is. And, you know, when you get your family together, you're happy to see them and you're, you know, exchanging stories and what's going on and hugging. And sometimes these little kids around our knees get overlooked. And we don't, you know, when they're quiet, we're excited because we can actually have a conversation. So,
very true.
You know, it's just water safety is about lots of barriers buying you time. So
yeah.
The first thing is putting a barrier on the surface of the pool. If anything goes in, that alarm is going to sound. So if there's water on your property, get a surface alarm on it so that, you know, even if there's a slip in. Now, you can set the alarm because some people don't like it when a squirrel goes into their pool and they get the alarm going off at 2 in the morning, okay? So you can set it to different weight amounts, like over 10 pounds, and the alarm will go off. And then get a barrier around the pool.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just pools that children drown in. It's washing machines. It's buckets of water. Can you imagine? You have a bucket out for your dog to drink from, right? When the dog's outside and the child gets in it and they're top heavy, their head goes in first and they drown in that bucket of water.
Wow.
In little kiddie pools, in bathtubs.
In bathtubs,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think that would be even more common if they're staying with grandparents.
It's both. It's parents and grandparents. Right. Everybody thinks they can go and run and grab the phone and come back, and they get distracted, and the kids get forgotten. And that's parents and grandparents, definitely. But I think a lot of grandparents are way more involved, more actively involved in helping their kids, raise their kids. So there's a lot more grandparents now that are semi-parents, you know, stepping in and helping out when parents are working. The bathtub is a very common place for kids to drown. And that was one of the first things I taught my babies, you know, when they were babies, is how to right themselves in a bathtub. Because I wanted them to be able to roll over onto their tummies and push themselves up before they could walk. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that we can do. And teaching them how to swim, getting them to learn how to swim also is a time. You know, putting a lock on the gate. Everything. You just want to buy time because the number one prevention to drowning is supervision. Yes. So we want to supervise our kids. But we know we cannot be watching them 24/7. We can't. It's not humanly possible. So, you know, some parents, it's a tag team. You know, dad's outside barbecuing, mom's inside cooking something else, and they call out, okay, he's yours. Okay, I got him. Okay, he's yours now. Okay, I got him. You know, so there's this tag team going on. But even at that, sometimes a child will slip outside and neither parent sees. So that's why on holidays, when everybody's coming and going inside, outside, that's one of the spikes in childhood drowning.
Wow. Now let's change the scenery a little bit.
Okay.
And seniors involving water.
Mm-hmm.
Water fitness, water aerobics.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, definitely.
You know, and also slipping in the tub when you're getting in a bathtub. Mm-hmm. Slipping. That's one reason why I have a walk-in tub.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that is a critical thing if grandparents can afford it, especially the elderly.
Yeah.
If they can afford a walk-in tub, get one.
Yep.
It is critical. They're even better than a shower.
They are. They are. I've heard so many grandparents and so many of my friends. I mean, I'm technically a senior too. So many of my friends talk about how their walk-in tub is their lifesaver. But if you can't afford one, get the stickies on, you know, that you can get for babies and children in their showers and tubs. They're seniors too. You know, get the stickies of your choice, daisies or sharks or, you know, frogs, whatever. Put them on the bottom of your tub. It is a lifesaver. Or even a mat on the bottom of the tub.
Well, it's interesting because I was so fortunate that Russ, my deceased husband, bought me a walk-in tub for my birthday quite a few years ago.
That's a great present, yeah.
And it was a lifesaver for him. When he got so ill,
yeah.
Because I would have to have the caretakers.
Yeah, yeah.
I tried doing it in the shower, but I had to get in there with him.
Yeah,
and that was just very uncomfortable situation.
Yeah, it's difficult.
And then we tried a chair in there. That didn't work because the faucets are up on the wall, and he'd have to stand up. It was
defeated the purpose. Yeah.
It was a mess. And so when he bought the walk-in tub, little did he realize would be the one that would save his life,
yeah.
You know, in many, yeah. many occasions. And yeah. he would go in there because they have the shower attachment to it.
Yep.
And
that's perfect.
It's wonderful.
You can reach everything, too.
Absolutely. It's all right there, and you can sit down in it.
Yep.
And you can still get an incredible shower.
Yep.
And it's wonderful. I love it. I just love it.
That's good. Well,
I use it all.
The benefits of water. Well, the benefits of water for seniors and being submerged chest deep, whether it's in a tub or a pool or a spa, the benefits are phenomenal. Yes. And it lowers blood pressure, one. Just being in it for 5 minutes lowers blood pressure. It increases circulation. There's a hydrostatic pressure that water gives you, and it's like a hug that you get, mm-hmm. but it's a very gentle hug because it's the
know
pressure
exactly
of the water.
What you're talking okay. about. It envelops you.
Right. Okay, and, so that's called hydrostatic pressure. And it's why water is so comforting. And hydrostatic pressure also is amazing for children with autism who don't like to be touched because your touch is very unpredictable. They don't know if it's going to be hard or harder or harsh or how many pounds of pressure is going to be in that hug. But when they go into water, it's completely predictable. That's why they love iPads, because it's completely predictable. There's no, you know, there's no surprises. Like when they look into people's eyes, there's surprises. Are you upset or are you angry or are you happy? So, you know, the hydrostatic pressure is like a hugging. And that's what increases circulation, which is a cause of so many ailments of the elderly, geriatric ailments. You know, so if and for me, I'm cold all the time, but my feet are cold all the time. Like, I'll go in the summer and wear UGG boots and make no bones about it, because it keeps my feet warm. If my feet are warm, then I'm good the rest of the day. So
that's very interesting.
So, the water increases your circulation to get to your feet and hands. And by the way, I'm not in the water every day. I probably wouldn't need my UGG boots if I went into the water. So,
well, I don't like cold feet at all.
No,
and I have to put shoes on if I get out of bed and have to get up and walk on the tile.
It's cold, especially in the winter.
Or if I have to go stop my kitty cat from screaming, I have to walk down the hall, and I have a wooden hallway, and it's cold.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, no. And when I call her, she doesn't want to come. She just wants to stand there. Oh, and if I can get her to come to bed with me, she's all well and good. She snuggles.
Okay, good.
But, well, I wanted to ask you, Nikki, though, a tough question. How many seniors do you think are out there, older adults, grandparents, who don't know how to swim? And if something were to happen in a pool, around a pool, a jacuzzi, they would not venture to jump in because they can't swim. Are there a lot of individuals that seniors that come to Academy Swim Club and participate in swimming lessons?
We do. We have several adult groups right now. And I would say for any seniors who don't know how to swim, and my guess is you weren't born in California, because in California, it's so much a part of our culture and recreation that most people who are born or grow up here know how to swim. So I would say, you know, if you don't know how to swim and you put a pool in your backyard, learn how to swim, number one. Just learn how to swim. Bite the bullet. You're going to be scared. I know you're going to be scared, and we work through that as part of our lesson process. We understand the fear, and it's not an intellectual fear. It can't be talked away. You know,
that's right.
It's an emotional, traumatic fear. Usually, very often, it's linked to some trauma. And I'm also a licensed psychotherapist. So a lot of my training of my teachers, I integrate that into how they teach lessons, so that there's an understanding of fear and how to work through it in order to teach the swimming. So, you know, adults can learn how to swim the very first lesson. As amazing as that seems, they can learn the motions of swimming the very first lesson. But it's the fear. We don't push it, and we don't try to learn the very first lesson, because the fear takes longer. And it depends on how long it's been and how deep-rooted it is. It can take longer, but our lessons are very, very gentle for any fear-based, whether it's adults or children. If it's fear-based, we work very gently and reassuringly, and take it at the pace that the student is ready to learn. There's no, you know, dunking or, you know, it's time and, you know, it's the third lesson, so it's time to go touch the bottom. It's not like that at all. fear is very deep-rooted, and it's other parts of your brain take over when it comes to trauma. So,
yeah.
But if you have a pool in your backyard, you need to get a shepherd's crook to be able to pull a child or a body out of the water so that you are not also put in danger. Very often, you know, a single drowning turns into a double drowning because the person who goes in to save the person that starts drowning isn't a strong enough swimmer. And the one who's in there initially is panicked, and they are clawing and climbing on you. And if you're
pushing
not a strong,
when you're trying to stay
exactly.
up.
If you're not a strong swimmer, that could so easily turn into a double drowning, and that's the last thing that you want, because then there's nobody there to call 911.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So it's called
right.
a shepherd's hook?
Yes.
Shepherd's crook. Yeah, a shepherd's hook or a shepherd's crook. Yeah.
Yes.
So is it just something on a long pole like
yes.
a hook?
Yes.
Yes, with a big hook.
Okay, so I've seen those around pools, but I thought that was kind of to take leaves and things out. But sometimes it can take a body, pull a person out.
Yeah, the shepherd's crook is strictly for people. And then there's the ring buoy, and that can be thrown, but that stays on the surface of the water. So if someone is struggling at the surface of the water, you can throw the ring buoy out to them. And you don't want to throw it right to them, because very often it's too short and you got to throw it out again. You want to throw it to the side and past them, because you can always pull the rope back toward them, and then they can grab onto it and come in. And that's also part of our lessons. We have several times a year, we have our students come with their clothes on, because that's how you fall into the water.
Yeah.
And that's how children fall in, clothes, shoes, everything. And then we teach kids how to actually save someone else by throwing out the ring buoy or, you know, anything they can find around the pool, but also how to lay down when they're pulling them in so that they also don't get pulled into the pool in the process of the rescue.
Interesting. Now, do you have exercise classes?
No, we don't, but most of the gyms, we have so many gyms out here now that have the exercise classes, and those are great.
Especially water aerobics.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Because you're getting all of those benefits we just talked about.
Yes.
You're going into the water.
Yes.
And then you're
water. And you're not hurting yourself.
Exactly. The
That's
water
the key.
Is so graceful. You're not falling down.
Mm-hmm.
The water catches you.
That's right. That's
so if
right.
you can hold your breath until you can stand up again, you're good to go.
That's right. Well, water aerobics, I love. I absolutely love, because you can do so many exercises in the water and it doesn't hurt you.
Nope.
You know,
no.
you can do all kinds of things. Whereas if you're in a gym, physically.
The gym is set up to do exercises one way. You're pulling up.
Yes.
Or you're pushing away with water, no matter which way you go, you're getting the benefit of the weight.
Yes,
working. So
you
get twice the exercise in half the time. And, you know, if you can tread water while you're doing it too, getting, you know, your heart rate is increasing, your legs are working, your arms are working both ways, you know, just in treading water.
Yeah, well, your entire body is working.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
And you're getting that hydrostatic pressure, and your blood pressure is lowering. Even though your heart rate is getting the exercise and it's increasing, your blood pressure is lowering. So, water aerobics is amazing, and I highly recommend it.
But you don't do it in your swim club, though.
No, we don't have it in our swim club, but it's at every gym. We used to have it when there was like one gym that didn't have a pool in our valley. So as gyms are putting in more pools around the valley, we have not felt that that's been a need. Because it's offered way closer to your home. We have two locations in Valencia and Newhall. And
a telephone number?
Yes, it's 661-702-8585.
8585. Wow, lots of incredibly fascinating and informative information.
Thank you, Barb.
And life-saving.
Nikki. Absolutely wonderful. And unfortunately, we have to end.
Well, so, thank you for having me.
Don't stay away so
no,
long.
No, we won't.
It seems like it's been years since I've seen you.
It has. I called in last month or 2 months ago, but yeah, it's been years.
Oh, my
When
goodness.
We were at the other facility.
Yes,
the other K-Hits building.
Oh, let's don't even go there. That's too long ago.
I love the new one.
Well, thanks again, Nikki.
You're welcome.
Great, Nikki. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, both
661-702-8585.
Always great info.
8585.
Yes.
Terrific.
Or swimforlife.com. And
swim
it's the number four. Swim, the number four, life.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Nikki.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. Appreciate all the information.
We have to take a break now. I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host, Dr. Jean Doreau, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS. Welcome back to the Senior Hour. I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host, Dr. Jean Doreau, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS. And our guest for this half hour now is Dr. Harlene Graywall, who is a local dentist. How are you? It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you,
Welcome
Barbara.
To the show.
Yes. And Dr.
Welcome
Doreau.
To the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
And I just want to mention to our listeners a long relationship I have had with the Graywall family, including your husband and your father-in-law, who have served our community well over the past few decades.
Yes, and I'm so happy to be part of the family and continue on the great work that they've been doing.
What kind of work do they do?
So my husband is a neurologist, and he works, has a private practice here in town, and is also the stroke director at Henry Mayo Newhall Hospital, and my father-in-law is a pain management specialist.
My goodness. And you're a dentist.
I'm a dentist, yes.
Why did you go into that profession?
Well, because I'm kind of an artist, and I wanted to combine art and medicine, so I thought dentistry would be the best field to go into.
Interesting.
And I love it.
Interesting. Well, what is it about our oral health that is so important to our body?
So a lot of people probably don't think of this, but oral health is so important. It's a great connection to the body. If we don't take care of our oral health, that can actually increase chances of a lot of other diseases, like diabetes, heart risks, people can get strokes. So it's very important, especially as we age, to make sure that we're taking care of the oral health.
Now that is fascinating information. I would never have thought that. You know, that's amazing. And I guess as you get older, you really should see a dentist more often.
More often. Even if you don't have teeth and you're wearing dentures, it's even more important to see the dentist.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My goodness. Well, I'm glad I don't have dentures. I have all of my teeth.
Right.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
I have a few that I've had, what do you call those things?
The implants or crowns?
Crowns or whatever they are.
Yes.
Things that they put over that tooth. That
right.
Goes funny.
Yes.
But I've had braces before.
Uh-huh.
I had them probably about 10 years ago.
Okay, so fairly recent.
Yes, fairly recent.
Yeah.
Because these front two teeth did this.
Okay.
And it took years to do that.
Yes.
Because I never had to use braces, but my dentist said, we need to fix that.
Right.
Because it's you're liable to get cavities
yes.
in there. All kinds of things can go wrong.
Yep.
So that was it. I wore braces. And I thought, whoa, I'm 75 years old. I wore braces? What is this?
Right, because straightening the teeth is not only a cosmetic reason. Other reasons for straightening the teeth are, you know, people may not be able to eat or chew properly, teeth malfunction. And then if we're not able to clean the teeth with our toothbrush and flossing, you have a more chance of getting higher cavities.
Yes, that was what I was told, because
yes.
the teeth were crossing,
mm-hmm.
and it was hard to get into that section of
right.
crossing to clean them properly.
Yes, even if you're a great flosser, it's going to be hard to, you know, put the floss there and remove all the...
No, thank you.
Well, I do have shivers. A suggestion to use a water pick for everyone. That's
actually a nicer
way to floss your teeth without using a floss.
Because putting that stuff in my mouth, gives me the shivers.
Yes.
But the water pick is fine.
Yeah, water picks are awesome.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, the other thing I want to mention, as we grow, we're, you know, certain people take medications. A lot of those medications can cause dry mouth, which is xerostomia. Osteoporosis, our bones weaken over time if our vitamin D levels are low. And if the bone is weak, then, you know, teeth start shifting and moving. So all those problems could happen. That's why it's very important bi-yearly to go see a dentist.
Yes, it is. And I think especially as you get older,
mm-hmm.
and I would think many seniors probably have dentures.
Yes.
And that is still very important.
It's very important because a lot of them rely on the denture adhesive and to, you know, help the denture stick. But the problem with that becomes is the more adhesive you're using over time, it can cause soft tissue damage. It can cause bacterial infections, fungal infections in the mouth.
Really?
Yes.
That's very interesting.
So every now and then those dentures have to be relined. Or, you know, make a new set every 10 years or so. But again, going to the dentist will be able to figure out what's wrong and help them.
Well, mm-hmm. gums have a tendency to shrink, don't they?
Yes.
And that's where you'd have problems if you had dentures,
Correct.
I think.
Gums and the bone. The bone resorbs over time.
Yes.
And then dentures start feeling loose over time. So
that's when people start using the glue. Sticky stuff.
Yes.
Ah, now that's interesting.
Right.
But you can understand that.
Yes.
So what is the cure for something like that then? Would you have to have new dentures made?
Not necessarily. So we can take the same denture. We can take a new impression of the newer mouth as it's changed and the bone is molding. And then we can send it to a lab or we can even do it chairside where you just put a relining material so it fits nicely against the new bone.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, it's interesting for me because one of the things that when I babysit my grandchildren or great-grandchildren, I'm always saying to them, did you brush your teeth this morning?
Yep.
Did you brush your teeth? You have to brush them in the morning and at night.
Nothing to eat or drink after that.
No, that's right. And Nanny, why? I said, because you've been eating all day.
Yep.
And you may have all kinds of stuff stuck in your teeth and you don't know it.
Yes.
So it's important that you brush your teeth before you go to bed.
Yes. And for children, I actually encourage parents to make sure they're brushing 3 times a day. Because the diet that we have these days is so processed. You may think you're eating healthy snacks. Like, oh, I'm not eating the sugary candy. I'm just eating, you know, you have those, the roll-up things and the sticky, chewy things that are healthy because they don't have added sugar, but they're still sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that will, and those stick onto the teeth and the grooves all day. And if they're not brushing in the middle of the day, that's going to cause cavities real quick.
That's very interesting. I'll have to tell my granddaughters.
And I always encourage a fluoride mouth rinse. Fluoride will reintegrate with the teeth and make the microscopic leach, areas with a calcium and all the minerals have leached out. It reintegrates with the area so that the tooth is actually stronger.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting.
So you're not ingesting the fluoride. You're just doing a rinse so it sits on the tooth.
Wow. Well, now, let me ask you, what age do people start losing their teeth for various reasons? What is the common age, or is there a common age?
Well, there really shouldn't be a common age, right, after you lose your baby teeth, because the goal is to keep your teeth healthy and viable till the end of life. So we can help do that by visiting the dentist regularly so that we can catch problems early on. A lot of oral cancers are also caught early on, visiting
oral
the dentist.
Oral cancers?
Yes.
Really?
Yep, because we do a full mouth diagnosis. We do a full intraoral exam. A lot of head and neck cancers are actually caught by dentists.
How interesting.
A lot of, leukemia is caught by dentists because you may have bleeding gums that just don't stop bleeding. So then we would try to understand what's going on here. A lot of immunosuppression reasons could be, caught by a dentist as well. Diabetes could be caught by a dentist as well because of the lack of, we can see like what's going on with the gums, why aren't they healing, why is there bone loss going on. So people may not know they have those problems.
Wow, that is extremely interesting.
Yes.
So I may have been unfortunately a little silent, but we had some technical difficulties, Arlinda, and so I missed some of our conversation. But I came back on and got the gist of it. And going to Barbara's question, I see patients, I look in their mouth, and as our seniors get older, and I have patients who live to 100, and some still have their teeth, unbelievably, but most don't. So when you lose your teeth, can you talk a little bit about dentures and implants and alternatives? Because as we were alluding to in the beginning, we know nutrition is one of the important parts of our lives to sustain that. And being able to chew our food gives us that nutrition. But when we start to lose our teeth, what are our options for us? What do we do, and what can dentists do like you to help us out and get that nutrition balance back up again?
Of course. So, in order to eat, we need a full set of teeth. We need to be able to chew. And we want to catch this early on. If you're losing one tooth, the ideal treatment is to replace that tooth with an implant because we want to maintain that bone. That's the key, is maintaining the bone. If we extract the tooth, there's no bone, there's no root that's holding into the bone. So that bone will fill up over time, and then we can place an implant. It's a more expensive option, but it is the best option because you'll have a fixed tooth. You don't have anything that's removable, or you don't have a bridge that we have to now go ahead and, cut around the tooth in the front, tooth in the back. We're destroying healthy teeth if we don't need to. So, but the options are to put an implant in. We can put a bridge if the teeth around that extracted spot are viable. The other option is to put in a partial removable denture. So there's various options, but the ideal thing is to put in an implant so we can maintain that bone support.
Mm-hmm. Now, and, there are some medications that will cause problems with our gums and our teeth and the roots and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you guys already talked about while I was technically off. so that's why, when I'm always looking in our seniors to make sure that their teeth are healthy and trying to get them to get their dental work, and it's not an easy task these days. The medical and medical profession takes Medicare, and maybe dentists might too. But because they're not right now, some of my patients are hesitant to see dentists, which is sad. So we have to be mindful that. We got to keep them healthy, and one of the ways, as you're saying, is see the dentist.
Right.
And make sure there's an evaluation at least done to assure that you have good health. And that applies not just to our listeners, but their caregivers, their loved ones that are, if you're noticing that your loved one, your grandparent is losing weight, it could be because orally they don't have the teeth to be able to
chew the food.
That's correct. So, you know, all of this goes hand in hand. So, and you know, and to mention, we also give out, you know, free consultations to patients. They don't have to pay for a consult. They can come to our office. We can at least do an evaluation and give them guidance. So if, you know, if that's the reason that they don't have insurance or they don't, or we don't accept Medicare, that should not be the reason for them not to be able to see a dentist.
That's very true. However, some seniors are on low incomes, and not only seniors, but others are low income. And sometimes a dentist bill will knock your socks off, literally,
right?
Because it's very expensive. And when you don't have any coverage,
that
makes it bad. It really does. And then that's why seniors, especially if they're on low incomes, they can't afford to go to the dentist.
Right.
You know?
So I think it's good to call around because, for example, we offer a plan that's $149, new patient special. That includes a full exam, full cleaning, and x-rays. So which we've tried to make that affordable for people that don't have insurance. Or if not, if you don't want the, you know, the cleaning and the x-rays, at least come on in for a free consultation. Then, you know, we can talk about things and at least guide them in the right direction.
Yes. And that would be very, very important.
Yes.
Especially for our seniors.
Right.
Who stand more of a chance to lose teeth.
Yes.
Than a younger person would.
Right.
Because of the age involvement. Mm-hmm. And, That would be wonderful. Now, do you have a payment plan?
We do. We absolutely do payment plans. We take care credit. You know, we make it easy for the patient.
And that's what's most important. And let's take a short break.
Sure.
We'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay.
I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host, Dr. Jean Doreo, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS. Welcome back to the Senior Hour. I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host, Dr. Jean Doreo, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS. And we're speaking with Dr. Harlene Graywall, a local dentist. And what would you like to talk about now? We have about, 5 minutes? Is there anything that you would specifically like to speak about?
Well, maybe we can discuss some of our patients, Barb, that have like dementia or memory problems, and then they have trouble holding still or following commands.
Holding a toothbrush?
Yes.
Well, but also just going to the dentist and trying to get them to sit in a chair gets difficult.
Very interesting.
How do we... You know, we have a loved one, and you know they're fine, but you can't get them to sit still, and they won't follow commands. How do we handle that?
So you have to find a really nice patient dentist for that.
Yep.
And we have one sitting here, huh?
Yes. I actually trained after becoming a general dentist. I became a pediatric dentist. I specialized for 2 years.
Yeah, wow.
But I used that skill set that I learned about how to manage children in the chair, and I'm applying that towards seeing the adults that I see because I love doing general dentistry as well.
Yes. And seniors.
Yes.
Yes.
Seniors too. You know, as we grow older, we become like a child. So we have to make sure.
Woohoo!
You know.
Why not? You only live once.
Yep. just the patients, listen to the concerns, listen to the family members because they know best. They're with the person all day. You know, just going over everything nicely with the patient, going over the nutrition, what their daily brushing and flossing habits are, trying to learn their day-to-day life and understanding what, you know, information can you give them, helping them brush their teeth. People who have arthritis have a hard time holding a toothbrush. So possibly switching over to an electronic toothbrush or even a toothbrush that has a water pick inbuilt to the toothbrush. Mm-hmm. That kills two birds with one stone.
Yes,
you're
it does.
Brushing.
Yes, it does.
And you're using the power wash at the same time. So those things will make it much easier for seniors to care for their teeth. dementia, people will forget. So maybe using like a checklist method for their caregivers as well to make sure they're reminding them to brush their teeth or brushing for them. You know, it's not a bad idea teaching the caregiver how to brush their teeth as well. Because just like a child, I teach the parents, let them brush first, and then you go over it with them. Because you don't want to take that away from the person.
No.
But you just want to just help make sure everything is being done the right way.
Well, it's interesting. When I first started having this horrible mess, as you can see my fingers, I had a hard time using the brush.
Right.
And I thought, this is ridiculous. And they have so many automatic brushes now, electric brushes that you just stand on the, put on the stand and plug it in.
Yes.
Take it off and use it. And it brushes for you.
Yes.
And it does a much better job
at
brushing.
Some of them also have a red light built into it. If we're brushing too hard, if the pressure's too hard, the brush is going to beep and give us a red light. Because a lot of us tend to, you know, when we're brushing our teeth, we're brushing so hard that that's going to actually cause enamel loss and gingival recession, which will lead to further problems. So that's why some people have sensitivity when they brush their teeth or they're drinking something cold because they're using too much pressure. And how would they know where to stop? You wouldn't. So the toothbrush lights up and it helps.
That's right. Now, you mentioned drinking something cold. Why does that affect the teeth? It does mine.
Because as we
my
age,
mouth is very, very uncomfortable.
Right. So as we age, gums recede, enamel loss. Enamel is the most protective layer of the tooth. Below the enamel is the dentin, which has the nerve endings. So as we lose the enamel, the dentin starts to show up, and that's when it feels the water.
So we got to get a little sensitive right now because we're running out of time, and I want to give your phone number if we can, and your location real quick if we could.
Yes, of course.
What is your phone number if our listeners want to get in touch with you?
Yes, it's 661-244-4036.
And 244-4036. And where are you located?
We're located, the name of the office is Skyline Smiles. This is in the new shopping plaza off of Skyline Ranch, off of Plum Canyon.
Ah, yeah, up there. Yeah. In August.
What is the name of it again? Skyline Smiles.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Dr. Harlene Graywall, thank you for being on the show. Great information today. Excellent. Thank you so much. 244-4036. Appreciate you and hope to have you back on the show again.
Yes, thank you very much.
Say hello to your husband and your father-in-law.
Definitely will. Thank you so much, Dr. Dorio and Barbara.
We are sponsored by Comfort Keepers In-Home Care, Providence Holy Cross Medical Center, and Hestia Med Spa. Listen to us next week on the Senior Hour. Now go and enhance your quality of life.